Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3315. Happy August 1st to you. It is the first of the month, and we're going to do what we typically do on the first of the month, which is talk about what we have to look forward to in the world of Star Wars storytelling this month. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Dweivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, as we usually do, we're going to cover 12 categories of Star Wars storytelling, which includes movies, live-action series, animation, books, audiobooks, short stories, comics, merchandise, live events, streaming, video games, and virtual reality. Yeah, I think I got them all there. Now, I am recording this about a week before August 1st, so I am kind of making a bet at this point that the writer's strike and the actor's strike will not be resolved by the time this episode airs. And just based on everything that's been happening over the last couple of months, it certainly doesn't seem like it will. So that means production on movies and live action is utterly stalled. One would imagine that pre-production stuff like concept art and possibly even a production design and costume design could be happening for all three movies potentially, but without completed scripts, they can't actually go into filming, they can't get to casting. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that gets backed up because of the writers and actors strikes. The same goes for live action, but as far as Star Wars storytelling goes, we actually have a chance to see some of it. So of course, the Ahsoka series is about to debut later this month. They have a 2-episode premiere on August 23rd, and then we'll get episode 3 on August 30th. And then there's Skeleton Crew and The Acolyte, which are in post-production, but if any sort of ADR or looping needs to happen around that, then that's going to stall those two series out because that's considered work that actors can't do while on strike. And it's possible that this strike could also affect animation as well. For example, Dee Bradley Baker, who is the voice of every clone you could ever imagine, is part of SAG-AFTRA, and so he would not be doing his voice work for The Bad Batch, for example. But in that regard, we actually don't know whether he's already recorded his stuff for it, like how far into production they were before the strike happened. So that is a mystery that is yet to be revealed. On the book side of things, we have, as we've been talking about over the last few days, Star Wars Conversation Cards is coming out. There is a little book included with that too. That's coming out today. Also coming out on August 1st today is the Book of Boba Fett Collector's Edition, which is published by Titan Publishing, the folks that do Star Wars Insider. And it has, you know, episode guides and behind the scenes stuff and all that kind of thing. Also at the end of this month on August 29th, we are getting From a Certain Point of View, which is the 40 short story anthology detailing Return of the Jedi's events from the eyes of characters that, yeah, are kind of bit players and on the edges of things and that sort of thing. There are no audiobooks coming out in August that we know about. And then on the short story front, we talked about this, you know, last month, but basically Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 220 is scheduled to hit newsstands on August 15th. And it was an open question of whether it would actually get into mailboxes in July or if it would be in August. But basically, we'll absolutely for sure have the short story related to Return of the Jedi, the original short story that is in Insider 220 this month. On the streaming front, we have nothing projected to be added to Disney Plus that we know about, but considering all the strike stuff that they have going on, probably now's a good time for them to finally pull together a Disney Gallery series about Andor and the making of it. On the live events and experiences front, on August 9th, Disney is slated to have its quarterly investor relations call and earnings report. And when that happens, there will be remarks by Bob Iger in a Q&A session where he may be talking about strike-related stuff, and we'll see if he says anything Star Wars-related in there too. For both virtual reality and video games, we're not really expecting to see anything new announced per se, although, you know, they might as well since they didn't really have anything to announce elsewhere. But there is a rumor kicking around that a sequel to Jedi Survivor is already in the works, which would be fantastic. On the comic book front, all the main titles have issues coming out. Star Wars 37, Darth Vader 37, Bounty Hunters 37, Dr. Aphra 35. Hyperspace Stories is issue 7 and 8. Then there's the finale of the Yoda Maxi series, that's issue 10. Issue 3 of the season 2 adaptation of The Mandalorian. There's a Max Rebo one-shot as part of the 40th anniversary Return of the Jedi celebration. And the first issue of Dark Droids, the miniseries that anchors the big summer comic crossover event, is coming out this month as well. And I'm leaving merchandising for last because there's something that could be considered a bit spoilery potentially about it, and so I wanted to give you the option to check out if you wanted to, so that way you don't have to deal with this if you don't want. So if you're gonna check out, then just let me say thank you so much for joining me for the episode as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And now, if you're staying for the spoilery stuff, so merchandising, the reason why we cover it is because sometimes there are character details, story details, planet vehicle details that are revealed in merchandising product descriptions and stuff. So yeah, you would think Ahsoka stuff would be coming out this month for sure, and there hasn't been a lot in that direction that's been indicated, but a couple of Lego sets have had photos released, although I don't think they're necessarily official, and that's why we're referring this into rumor leak spoiler territory. But one of the sets included an action figure of Jason Syndulla, who is of course the child of Hera Syndulla and Kanan Jarrus. There's been a lot of speculation as to whether he would appear in the Ahsoka series, and so the fact that he is an included figure with one of these Lego sets, well, I mean, it certainly indicates the possibility of him being a part of the series, or perhaps a greater possibility than the odds necessarily were, which I think they were already pretty high to begin with. I mean, it's Dave Filoni running this thing, so yeah, he really seems to be looking toward the fans for this one, and I can't imagine he would do a series without including Jason in it somewhere. And that officially wraps up everything I got for you on our preview of what's to come in Star Wars storytelling for the month of August 2023, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for the episode, as always, and may the force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.